Hi everyone, it's Lucia from Canine Nose Time. I caught up with Danielle Leong last week to chat about the inaugural Nose Work 3 trial that was held in the Sunshine Coast on the 2nd of July 2023. There were six search areas. Exterior one was 3 minutes with one hide. Exterior two was two hides and was 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And the containers was 2 minutes and was a blank search. They're the three hides we did, three searches we did in the morning. In the afternoon, there was an interior one that had one hide that was 2 minutes and 30 seconds. Interior two was two hides and that was 3 minutes. And the vehicle search had two hides and that had a time limit of 3 minutes. And so here's our chat that we went through last week. Hi Danielle. Today we are going to have a bit of a chat about the Nose Work, the recent Nose Work 3 trial. I travelled up to the Sunshine Coast to participate with my dog Sarah, and Becky from Ultimate Canine was hosting, and there was 24 entrants, and it was a really awesome day. It was a lot of fun, but it was very different to what we've done before, and so that's what we're going to have a bit of a chat about.
So what made it so different?
The unknown. So it was pretty interesting because when you start off the day, you're told that you will run the hide and that run the search, and basically when you get to the end of the search, it's like you don't get told any information. So you get told the time limit when you start the search and that's it. And then
so you will say alert and they will say correct or incorrect.
Yes.
And regardless, then, you can keep searching.
Yes. So even if you get a no, you can keep searching, and that goes for every single search.
Mm-hmm.
If you get two no's, then you need to move right along.
Yep.
But the other thing is you have to call finish at the end of your search.
Yep.
Otherwise you time out and that's an error.
Yep.
So it was, but the most bizarre thing, like, that was all interesting and that was cool and I understood that, but the most bizarre thing is the reactions of the judges and the volunteers when they all finished the search.
Yeah.
It's not like they can say, great job, that was awesome. Like,
because that's what normally happens, right? You normally get like smiles and yays and maybe a clap or two. Like, it's always like everyone's so happy when you've done it.
Yeah, or some sort of reinforcement, whether you've passed or missed, you know.
Yeah.
You know, good leash handling, oh, you were really close, or maybe next time, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, this was basically nothing. And
I actually think not only is that hard for competitors, it's super hard for everyone.
Oh my goodness, I felt for the judges. And
yeah.
I'm a judge as well, and I was just thinking, I'm like, how bizarre. And I thought the judges did really well. I think they got used to it towards the end of the day as well. Like, they, and it, you know, there was at least smiles and a little bit more like physical feedback, I guess.
Yeah.
But still, it was, I think they did really well. And I was just trying to think, if I was the judge, I'd probably have to have a list of allowed things I can say or something.
Like, yeah.
Like, thanks for coming. No. But
I mean, because it's the very first one in Australia, right? So everyone will get better with practice, I'm sure.
Absolutely. And I'm good on them for stepping up to do it as well.
Yeah.
But the weirdness didn't stop there.
Okay, go.
Because when after you finished, we did three searches in a row for the first one. So you do all three. And then you've got to go back to the car park.
Yep.
You can't give a thumbs up. You can't give a thumbs down. You cannot give any type of information, because if you give a thumbs up, that could mean, oh, I found the hides, or
yeah,
and there may not be any hides.
No.
But you don't even know that. So you can't really give any feedback back to anyone else.
Oh, it's so bizarre.
So it's like people are walking through the car park and I'm like averting my eyes and like trying not to make eye contact. And
and I just realized, so there's one search that will be blank, right?
No, there could be one search.
Okay. But if you go into a search, you think it's blank, you say finish, mm-hmm. as if it is a blank search, you get no feedback, right? You don't.
Nothing.
So that there's a lot of like mind game stuff.
It's all mind games. And yeah. I think that was the really interesting part about the hides, because you look back on the video, Becky did a video.
Yeah, I saw that.
Searches. Yeah. Which was really like, I just love it. I think it's so great.
Yeah.
And after the day had ended and we all found out our results and we had it, you know, we were allowed to talk about it as soon as the last team went through and we thought we knew what we were talking
about. Yeah.
You know, we sort of figured out between the lot of us,
yeah,
a few of us sort of, we thought what we knew what was going on. Even then, looking back on the videos, it's like, this wasn't that hard.
No. It was
just the mind games and the unknown and yep. the hides weren't that challenging and they were really good.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And because, you know, you don't usually get to go through and find, I think, what was it, 8 or 9 hides in a day.
Mm.
So that was really a lot of fun. But yeah, that was the tricky part, was just not knowing.
And do you think it's something back, yeah, go.
Yeah, looking back, it wasn't as daunting as we all thought.
Yeah.
Like it was achievable. It's literally nose work, 2 hides.
Yep.
With the potential of a 6-foot, with the potential of a ground hide.
Yep.
And the test is that you get them all.
Yep.
Which we did, which was, I was thrilled about. I was like, I was so happy with the way that Sarah worked and how I handled her, and we found every hide that was out there to be found.
Yep.
We just added in some ones in containers. Oh dear.
Okay, can you talk me through the containers, because from what I've seen, that was blank, is that right?
The containers was blank and there were no distractors in there.
Mm.
And you know, you see instructors and we work so hard on distractors and,
yep.
You know, when there's hides plus distractors, I don't think we really do a lot of work on distractors with no hides.
Mm.
And I think that's sort of counterintuitive anyway, but
mm.
maybe that's to come. Oh my gosh. But really the only thing out there for this search was dog slobber.
Mm.
And I feel like that if there's nothing else out there to alert on, that's the risk.
So did Sarah do a pretty clear alert?
No, to be honest, I didn't hold out great hopes for containers anyway. It is our weakest element. So I had no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And I called it quickly because
yep.
I didn't really want to create other behaviors I had to work on.
Yep.
So I did make a decision to call it quickly whether I was going to pass or not.
Yep.
So that was a conscious decision, but yep. she did give me 2 paws at boxes and I thought they were distractors.
Yep. But there wasn't anything.
There was nothing. So that just added to the mind, because yep. only 25% of people passed the containers search, and everyone else that went out, basically between a lot of us, we hit the same 2 containers.
Yeah.
I was just silly enough to call 2 of them when most other people only called 1.
Yep.
But
did you mentally think at the start line of the container search that this could be a blank search?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, see, that's what I would have struggled with as well. I wouldn't have expected containers to be blank.
No. But I guess with all of the other hides, the other searches that were out there, this was the tricky one. Like it was
yep.
going to be the most difficult.
Yep.
So there had to be something out there that was challenging.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, it was all challenging when you set that start line. It all just seems very overwhelming. But yeah, I did not think it was going to be blank.
Yeah.
I also wasn't confident because of my dog, but that's, but yeah, it was just a really interesting experience and I'm so glad I did it. And like, it's one of those things where I'm really excited to do it again.
Yes.
And the other interesting thing I found was, you know, at some trials you go to and there's a really low sort of pass rate. This, I'm talking about ACSW here.
Yes.
There's a really low pass rate. You're like, oh, you know, is there something, you know, why is no one passing? That's demoralizing. Yeah. Oh, that's not very good or whatever.
Yeah.
This was different.
Yeah.
I think all of us, the majority of the people that I saw were thrilled with the way their dogs searched.
Yep.
And looking back, we're like, awesome, this is actually achievable for us. It's not out of reach. It's just some things just didn't go into play on the day.
And I guess, like, even though you don't get the title, you still have lots of success on the day.
Absolutely. And all of the other sort of, like, each of the hides or the searches that we pass, the elements that we pass, contributes towards our element specialty.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yep.
Title.
Yep.
So, and those work three elite specialty. Yeah. So you've got to get three passes in those work three level interiors.
Yeah.
Or three passes. So, you know, it's already starting to build towards some of those other titles, which, you know, which you'd get anyway if you walked in and passed three nose work threes.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it didn't feel bad not to walk away with a title.
Yeah.
And only one person got their title.
Oh, that would have felt good, whoever that was. Yeah,
I mean, good on her.
Yeah.
And they're a Queensland team. I don't know them, but
yeah.
Yeah, they must be so thrilled.
Yeah, because they get to, for a while, be the only nosework free dog in all of Australia.
I know. I think that's just so awesome.
Yeah.
Like, just thinking that, you're like, yep. So all in all, I think it was a really successful day. I think everyone learned a lot, probably from hosting. Becky probably learned a lot that hopefully she'll pass on to other hosts as well. And it was just really good to know that we're actually not that far off, like, of that level. I think all the teams there were very capable of passing that level on the right day.
Yeah.
And the majority, like, I know there was only, I think there was only four legs as well. So you get a leg and a nose.
What constitutes a leg?
So with a leg, you're allowed one fault. One error.
Okay.
And an error is the not calling finish. So you're timing out. Or you're allowed one false alert.
Okay.
Or you're allowed to miss one hide.
So if you had only called one alert on the boxes, you would have got a leg, would you? Okay. Yes. So close.
Glad the judges didn't tell me that. So I'm really excited for the next one. I'm hoping that there'll be one in New South Wales this year. I think
I'd
be excited to host another
one. And I want to play the game. I think it sounds so fun. I love the, like, the mental game aspect of it, because it's not so much about your dogs, right? Like, if your dogs can pass a nose work too, your dog has the skills probably to do it.
Yes. Yeah, I believe so. It was very achievable for the dogs.
Yeah.
It was just that mental game, and it isn't something we practice a lot.
Yeah.
You know, the unknown, we practice unknown hides.
Yeah.
We don't practice unknown blank searches a lot.
No.
And even with, you know, my really advanced classes, there's usually something out there to find. And if we do blank rooms, it's usually adjacent to another search area. Like, it's getting introduced more and more, especially because most of them are doing masters in NKC as well. The other really interesting thing, and this I was really happy about, was the time limits.
Mm.
They were quite short.
Yep.
So I sort of had it in my mind that because my dog's a bit older, that I wasn't going to you know, stay out there for a 5-minute search.
Yep.
Especially if we had to do 6 of them.
Yep.
So I had it in my mind to sort of make sure that I was aware of the time, whether I had to start my stopwatch or whether I had to do something. But then I saw that all the times, and literally it was like 3 minutes, 2 minutes,
yeah,
2.5 minutes. So they were quite short searches.
Was there,
Oh, it was just really good for not leaving your dog hanging out.
Yep.
Yeah. So, and the other thing, I don't know if the other teams felt this because I didn't really get to talk to them about it.
Yeah.
But throughout the day, I just got more and more confidence to call finish.
Yep.
Like the first one, I got a 30-second warning.
Yep.
I didn't get a 30-second warning for the rest of the day.
Yep.
So I was really happy with just how much more confident I was to say, yeah, I don't think there's anything out here for us. Let's move along.
Yep.
And that was really confidence building. That felt pretty good. To just call it and be, you know, fairly certain or at least confident that if there was something else out there, we probably weren't going to get it anyway. So
it really is like ultimate just trust your dog, right? It's just, you know.
Yeah, and it is really. And as I struggle with that because I'm more of a trust your training type thing, and I've seen you know on the internet, but if you trust your training you should trust your dog because your dog's done it. And I know that can go round and round.
Yeah.
But I think it's just really watching those changes of behavior and watching your dog in areas. Well,
that's how I interpret trust your dog. Like that's what I think it should be. It's like just watch your dog really and trust the body language that you're reading.
Yeah. And we say it, I say it in class, you know, if there was something there, they would have found it already.
Yep.
And I think it knows work three, that's when that really comes into play.
Yep.
Dogs don't hang out in an area for a minute trying to find a hide, generally.
Unless they are Rory, okay? Because Rory will do that.
Maybe some dogs. But usually, you know, it might be pulling odor or leading back to somewhere. That's the areas they get stuck for an extended amount of time.
Yep.
And you know, I sort of caught myself a couple of times going, all right, well, we've bracketed this sort of little, you know, area in this room like 3 times and nothing's happening. So I guess I need to move on.
Yep.
And yeah, it was a really interesting experience. And it was interesting for me that I don't train blind hides.
Yep.
It's not necessarily, yes, it's part of my training strategy, but I think even more than that is I really want to be aware of what I'm rewarding and timing and all of these other things.
100%. Yeah.
But as an instructor, I hardly ever get to train it because I don't have someone to put them out for me.
Yep.
So this really was a unique experience for us because we haven't done a blind hide since the last Nose Work 2 trial, which we ran Dog in White, and that was a couple of months ago. And before that, it would have been, I want to say, it could have been years. But it actually built confidence in the way that I'm training too.
Yes.
That you don't have to go out there and do blind hides all the time.
Yep.
But you can train your dog and understand. But this is, it really does show you the gaps in your training when you go out and do something like that.
Yep.
And containers is definitely something we will need to work on before we attempt another one.
See, when I heard about the container search, I was like, oh man, I wish that was one I could have run with Rory because I feel like that's the type of thing I would read him really well in.
Absolutely.
I think he could have passed the container blank search.
Yeah. And I think he probably would have, you know, hung out and analyzed a little bit of the dog saliva or whatever it was that all the dogs were, you know, focused on.
Yep.
And I think there was 3 sort of offending containers that would have collected dog saliva, saliva by the end.
Yep.
And yeah, he's that dog that he does really well at those type of puzzles.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Do you think he would have struggled in any of the time limits? Like, would a slow dog have struggled in any of the time limits?
That's actually a really good question. I think a lot of dogs would have if they're slower, but I also think that if we're talking about Rory, he's very methodical and he doesn't sort of waste time in other areas. But I also think you would have had to move him along if you spent any extra time in an area.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you talk about dogs getting stuck on pulling odor. I think that's like, that's a skill I want to work on with him. I think he needs that particular skill.
Yeah, because I could see that a lot of teams would get stuck in these areas and then run out of time to actually get to source. And there was a lot of pulling odor behavior happening, and yeah, I did have to catch myself a bit going, oh, come on, let's move. but yeah, I think it is a really important skill for nose work three level, is that pulling and working back to source.
Yep.
So it was a really good experience for me as an instructor to know what to take back to classes and say, these are the important things you can draw out from an experience like this. And
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Cool. So you'll be preparing Rory then in class for nose work three. He just needs to pass his nose work two.
Yeah. Oh, well, he'll definitely get his nose
work. He was so close.
He was. If only they had legs in nose work two.
Yeah.
But even in that last nose work two we did, the hides were probably fairly equivalent to what we did on the weekend.
There were some challenging searches in that nose work too.
Yeah. We didn't even have three hides. A three hide search. And I think all of us were expecting a three hide search.
Yep.
And we got to the end of the day and we're like, oh, well, we must have missed one.
Yeah. See, that's the kind of thing, because you just get a second guess yourself, right? Oh, absolutely. If you try and do too much anticipation of what each search is going to have.
Yeah. Oh, that's, well, because the containers was in the morning, so I knew by the end of the morning session that I wasn't in line for my title, which I actually was sort of relieved. I'm really glad containers wasn't last.
Yep.
So I'm sort of relieved about that, because I could really enjoy the afternoon searching.
Yep.
And there were two awesome interiors. There were two school rooms.
Yep.
Really big rooms. They had like a little reception area.
Yep.
They had lots of little tables, lots of things on the walls, TVs, chairs, and, you know, a little library section in one of them. There were really fun areas to search. There was inaccessible in there. It was really, really good. And I loved the hide placement. It was really fun, really fun day. Awesome.
So Sarah had fun.
She really did. Like, she even had fun in containers. I could just tell, you know, you start your dog at the start line and you can just tell that energy and the like determination.
Yeah.
She just searched with so much purpose.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I was most pleased about, that even, you know, she's 12. There was a dog there that was 15. I think that dog came second.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. So they still have, this is another interesting thing, even only one team passes or gets their title, sorry, you still have three placings. So
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, she was funny. She goes, I'm the first of the losers. I thought that was really, really good as well, because you still got that acknowledgement for, you know, making the call to call finish earlier.
Yeah.
So that was really cool as well. And that was, you know, that you get nice big prizes and
you get
away with a second place.
Yeah. Well, looking at all the comments and photos, it looked like everyone had an absolutely fantastic time.
There was nothing negative. I didn't hear anyone say anything negative about how it was run, this hide placement, the pass rate, nothing. It was all really positive. So which is awesome, which is really good. Yeah. It was very good.
Well, like, now I just really want to have a go.
I know. I want to do it again. Like, really soon. I think we've probably covered all the weird, interesting quirks about a nose work three.
Yeah, definitely. I think my dogs are about to start barking, so
yeah, that's probably good timing.
Yep.
Yeah, mine's fast. One of mine's fast asleep. oh, well, awesome. Well, thank you for joining me to go over it all again. It was good to have a chat while it's sort of still fresh in my mind as well.
Yes, it was fun to hear about. So thank you.